My name is Eric Rankin. I am honored to be the chair of the McLean County Democratic Party. It has been, as of this day, 1 year ago that I was elected chair. It was a proud moment in my life. It was an even prouder moment to be elected into an office with so many friends. I had a lot of friends a year ago. I have even more friends today. I may have developed a few enemies along the way as well. But in doing so, I wanted to kind of lay out what the purpose of this meeting is. It is to update you on the state of the party. How are we doing and what directions are we moving in? It's a little bit of a reflection on where we have come from, and it's a little bit of a forward-looking exercise into where we are going. And so with that, I'll go ahead and begin. 1 year ago, again on this date, we elected our executive board. Our executive board, in addition to myself, includes Dorothy Deeney, vice chair. Dorothy is a longtime voice of this party and comes with her so much history and so much know-how. She has been a treasure on the executive committee. Kay Moss is synonymous with work. Kay reminds me that there are a couple of pots of people, and we've started to develop these pots of people that have existed. I'll talk about two of the pots of people. There are the big idea people, and then there are get stuff done. She may use a different word for stuff sometimes. But there are two types, and I'm a big idea person. And thank goodness Kay is the get stuff done person. Kay is involved in virtually every aspect of this party, and she is a treasure, and I couldn't do this without, I actually wouldn't want to do this without her. And Matt Wachinski is he's our silent giant, hard worker. The guy pours his life into this party and has more connections with more people in this state than I ever thought possible. I go places and nobody knows Eric Rankin, but boy, they sure know Matt Wachinski. And so this is the core of our executive board and our elected leadership team. In addition, when we took over, the new administration set into place something that hadn't existed or had existed in kind of piecemeal in years before. When I walked in, I said, I want to make sure that we see a strong committee system because in this party we have work to do and all work can't be done willy-nilly. We had to have people that were in charge of specific things. So we created four standing committees. Those four standing committees are events, communications, finance, and the newly reconstituted elections committee. Each of these committees really operates with a bit of overlap. You can't talk about events without talking about communications. You can't understand finance without having conversations about elections. And so each of these individuals that we worked with, we sat down, I came to a few of them and said, hey, listen, we're rebuilding this party and I need you to serve in this position. Carla, for those of you that have yet to meet Carla, you're really missing out. She's an incredible person, a gifted designer of events, and our events have really been the hallmark of our party over the course of the last year. Patrick, who I oftentimes like, one of my favorite authors is Doris Kearns Goodwin, and she talked about Lincoln's team of rivals. My rival in running for chair, right, was Dorothy and Patrick, and it was amazing that the second that the election ended for chair, we got together and we said, how do we work together moving forward? That's, I think, something that we can hang our hat on here in the McLean County Democratic Party, is that while we have differences of opinions, we still have one goal. And that's to see the McLean County Democratic Party be successful. In addition, we had a turnover in our finance chair. Justin Boyd was the first person that I asked, and Justin did a great job. And Justin, after about a year, said, hey, Eric, you talked me into doing this for a year, but I need to go a different direction. It was great. He's got a really successful business that you should visit right across the street. He connected me to Megan McCann. Megan is a treasure, again, of this party, an incredibly gifted fundraiser, and is helping us do big things to raise money before we get to the 2020 election. And then Jim Rogal. Jim Rogal is a known quantity across the state of Illinois. He has run multiple statewide campaigns, and Jim is a very, very, very intelligent man who is doing a lot of great things with helping our elections. And we're going to talk a little bit about the direction of the electoral process here in McLean County. In addition, we looked at the executive committee and that we had these individuals and we wanted to kind of balance out in other areas. We were looking at, you know, we were trying to create a big tent party. So in the beginning, when I started to run for office, I remember I put together my first flyer. And my first flyer talked a lot about building a bigger tent, about seeing the McLean County Democratic Party as having a lot of pieces. And that still exists today. And not all of these pieces really agree with one another. You have your more moderate elements, you have your more left-leaning elements, you have traditional union strength. You have lots of other areas that we need to say we're all Democrats and we're all looking for the same thing. We're all looking for electoral success. We're looking for people that match our principles and our values. So I walked out and I talked to a friend of mine, Kai Jai. For those of you that haven't met Kai, Kai is a wonderful person. He's delivered a number of our invocations. Kai has been very instrumental in working with Black Lives Matter. In addition, we have Andrew Jacobs. Andrew's our videographer extraordinaire, touched into the younger components. Because unfortunately, when you look at a lot of leadership and when you look at a lot of people that are really rooted in this party, and it probably doesn't take you but more than a second to turn your head around and look out at the audience, and the audience tends to be slightly homogenous. And that's not something that is unique to McLean County. This is unique to political parties in general, that it tends to be something that more middle-aged, you're welcome, and more mature people get involved with. And so Andrew was a great balance to that on the committee to look at things that affect a much younger subset of our population. Mike Matika, say no more. Mike has been, I think he came with the building. Mike is a person who knows everybody and everything. And with he and Dorothy were kind of that we started in a new path, but we still had that institutional memory that the party really relied upon in order to be successful. John Penn is our emeritus chair. John served honorably in this position for a very long time. There seems to be a history of longevity in this party when it comes time to party chairs. The previous chair serving for roughly 47 years, and then John Penn serving 34 years. And then someone said to me, so are you going to be serving for 34 years? And my answer was, in no way, shape, or form. And that is a promise. In addition, I have some other fantastic people that I want to thank and point out. Is Lola Ogston. Lola is, we call her the office manager, the member outreach coordinator. I, in my position at Illinois State University, I have this, I'm the assistant to the department chair. And there's a line in my contract that says, other duties assigned by the chair, which tends to be about 90% of my job. So I like to kind of refer to Lola as the other duties assigned by the executive committee, because Lola does so many different things for us, and we can't thank her enough. In addition, Dee Wilson is our education director. It's a newly created position that we're hoping that comes up online and is a little bit more successful as we move into the training section of the party. As we gear up for 2020. And then Michael Gorman is our data administrator. He's gonna be our outgoing data administrator. Michael is gonna be going to graduate school, and we will have a new data administrator coming in. As I said, building the big tent was one of my goals as I came in chair. Point number two for me was always data. Parties are more successful when we know more about the people that we're connecting to in the community. Where do they live? What are their jobs? What are their thoughts, their feelings, beliefs? How can we reach out to them to come to our fundraisers, to come to our party meetings? Hey, do you want to run for a precinct committee person slot? You have to be able to collect data and understand who your citizens are. And so that was Michael's job, and he'll be replaced by a gentleman named Tyler Carter in May. Okay, successes. I've outlined a few of them. So let's first, and I'm going to get a little bit deeper into those successes, but what I will tell you about our successes is that they are many. And I want to make sure that I'm really clear. The success of a new administration is not pointing out the failure of previous administrations. One of the things that all of us understand is that 2016 did something very unique to the Democratic Party. It lit a fire under people who traditionally said, yeah, I care about politics, but I'm not really going to get involved. And all of a sudden, we had people who didn't really care beforehand who now are showing up going, what can I do? And so that change really necessitated that we had to have structures in place to be able to make use of the individuals that were coming and looking for things to do. So our successes have been great, and we're going to run through those here in a little bit. And I'm going to talk to you about some of the initiatives, things that we're going to see coming here forward in the future. By the way, I hate looking at pictures of myself. One of the things that I could say, again, when people say, what's the state of the McLean County Democratic Party? We are strong and we are passionate. We are doing things that we have never done before. We are in the best position that we have probably been in the history of this local party. And that is because of the strength that you bring to us. That is because of the leadership that many people that are precinct committee persons, that are our average voters, and that are on our leadership team, that they're putting forward. Our volunteers have been fantastic. They show up during the election and they said, Lola, what can I do? And Lola was great. She said, here's this. Make these phone calls. Knock on these doors. There was always something for somebody to do. Record numbers for volunteers and record numbers of those turning out in the midterm election. And I want to put that bug in your bonnet, right, or that bee in your bonnet, that was a midterm election. Not what usually gets people super excited. Wait till 2020, right? We know that turnout is going to be astronomical. We know that attention to what people traditionally don't like about politics is going to be forefront. We're going to have a very competitive presidential election. We are going to have Illinois' probably most beloved senator up for re-election. We are going to have, at least in this county, one, potentially two very competitive congressional races with Betsy Dirksen Lonergan announcing again. We'll hear about 18 later. And we're going to see a commitment from me as I have continued to take coffee after coffee and meeting after meeting to encourage people to run for the McLean County Board. Our goal is to challenge in all 10 county board races. We are not going to sit by. We are not going to look at the numbers and go, well, it's really hard to win there. It is really hard to win there when you don't run anybody. You will absolutely fail if, in fact, you don't put somebody out there. And what I will tell you is that we are on nothing but offense in 2020. We are defending two seats on the county board, two. And they are in 6 and in 8. Those are two places that I'm very confident we are holding no matter what. So that means in the other 8 races, we're on offense with people who have been in those seats for a very long time and who have been gifted with those seats because there's never a D on the other side to give people the choice. I'm sure you, like a lot of other people, went to vote and maybe in your area went, gosh, a lot of these people don't have people running against them. We're looking to change that. Not just at the county board level, but at the countywide level as well. We've always heard, oh, it's too tough to win. And again, yes, it's too tough to win if you don't run anybody. Up this year, coroner, circuit clerk, state's attorney. Who am I missing?
Auditor.
And what?
Auditor.
Oh, auditor. How did I forget that one? Right? Township will come up in 2021.
Yeah.
Right? So we're poised to have names in these areas too because, as you've heard the cliche, rising tide lifts all ships. If we get people running in the county, it helps those county-wides. Right? And people in the county, we are going to be focusing on them in the future. Again, precinct people are a crucial network of volunteers, support our local party. We're gonna have a renewed interest in, again, trying to get people to run for precinct committee slots. And we want people that live in the district. We prefer those over appointed positions. We want people to run. Those that live in their precinct are usually much better in terms of being able to reach out to their individuals simply because they live there and this is their neighborhood. So that's going to be our focus going forward, that people that are representatives of precinct committee spots are people that live specifically in the district. In addition, heart and passion of our working party is coalition building. That big tent comes back. It couldn't just be about us because there are lots of organizations that are out there that are doing things that align with our values. And those groups, we've had speakers that have come into full party meetings. We've had speakers that have come into executive board meetings. We've had our members that have gone to those organizations have become vital members to them. The NAACP, Linda Foster came and spoke to the executive committee. We had a great meeting with her, a wonderful look to the future of how the McLean County Democratic Party, because we have overlap in memberships of those two. Indivisible, which again, was a cornerstone of the success of our 2018 electoral victories. Without Indivisible's planning, without their letter writing, without their passion, there's no way we would have been able to be as successful as we were in 2018. Black Lives Matter, all of the local unions, our local DSA, Moms Demand Action, the Stonewall Democrats, ISU and IWU Democrats, our Voices of Reason, and many, many other groups. These groups build a synthesis, right? I don't know if you've ever heard, in politics, it's called the fabric theory, is that there's this idea that if you have one strand, right, just one strand of yarn, it's not very strong. But you start to weave those strands together, and all of a sudden, you've got a blanket. And that blanket is useful, and that blanket is much more powerful than that single strand. And so by putting our ideas, our backings together, we can be much more successful as we move forward in the future. And we're going to continue to build those. So let's talk about some of the things that we did that were pretty extraordinary. We raised funds in excess of $100,000. That is no small feat. Now, I'll be the first person to tell you, yes, there, you know, through the Blue Wave grant, we'll talk about that later on, that was a nice chunk of change. Take that out, and we still had the single most successful fundraising in the history of the McLean County Democratic Party. Why? Because all of a sudden things have changed. When I ran for chair, one of my favorite questions, we did one of these question and answer sessions, I think it was with WGLT, and somebody had asked the question, one of the questions was, what are you gonna do for fundraising? And I said, let's start here. How many of you that are sitting in the crowd have ever been asked for funds from the McLean County Democratic Party? And no hands at the time went up. And I said, well, there's where we'll start. Can we have some money? And that was the easiest place to begin, to talk to our precinct committee people who are already doing great work, to talk to our elected officials, to talk to people that we saw showing up over and over. Is it okay that you could give us $5 a month? Well, sure, Eric, I could do that. And then all of a sudden, we started to see that sustaining momentum build up. If you simply ask people, we are willing to put our money where our hearts and values and our minds are. We received, again, that historic Blue Wave grant, building our party infrastructure, which was absolutely important to all that we did. We engaged volunteers, not just in the election section or in the election season. We engaged volunteers immediately after the election ended. There wasn't a reset period. There wasn't a cooling down. I think a few of us that were on the executive committee kind of hoped there was going to be a cooling down, but it was the second that it was over as people kept going, all right, what about 2020? Right? But that's where the passion is. Everybody in 2018 was really looking for that one, right? And we know that we had, when we took over in April, we had a very small amount of time to get to that next election. April was the day we took over, but it was May where we started planning. It took us a handful of months to get to the general election cycle, and then we're right smack or into the campaign season, and then we were done. We now have a year to plan. A year. We were as successful as we were planning in half a year. Give us another year and watch out. Okay? Supported a record number of local Democratic candidates, and we didn't just have Democratic candidates, we had good Democratic candidates. We had ones that said, I'm going to work, right? Ones when we told Lizzie and when we told Sharon, oh, these are going to be really hard places for you to run because the numbers don't benefit you. And they went, whatever. And they created an army. I guarantee you, a number of you were part of Lizzie's army, right? You got pulled in, and Lizzie's really hard to say no to. I used to think that I was super tough, but she's actually nailed me a couple of times too, right? That's a trait that is important in an elected official. And it became infectious. Everybody wanted to help. And because of that, we saw people win in places where we traditionally don't get Democrats winning. Right? And so that's important. Supported the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. This party was a small piece in that. That was done by a lot of dedicated individuals in this room right here, right now, between Jody and Sally, Lizzie, Kay, and others. Your dedication to the ERA was what saw that be passed. And I tell you what, all of us, all of our hearts were full. Because that, when we talk about our values and principles, that is an area of focus for us. What we're going to look to in the future, reaching out and engaging new Democrats. If we think that we've done enough work right now, it's not going to work. this effort level that we have has been fantastic. We have to step up our game. Because one of the things that we were lucky to do, I will say, I think we caught the local GOP sleeping. For the longest time, they had no real competition. And then all of a sudden, competition. We probably don't catch them sleeping again. Yeah. At least I hope. If they're watching this, take your time. Okay? Investing in, right, we're going to reach out and engage in those Democrats so we can continue to invest in ongoing training. It's not enough just to bring people into the party and say, here, all right, you're a Democrat. Cool. Now what? What do you want to do? I want to be a precinct committee person. Cool. How do we make you the best precinct committee person that we possibly can? Ooh, I'm not going to knock on doors. Not a problem. Can you write? Yeah, I can write. Cool. You're going to write as much as you possibly can and connect to them in every way that is that you can. Great. We can find a way to utilize your skills and your talents. If you're a person who says, oh my God, I love knocking on doors. If you're Jeff Bertrand, right? We're going to throw you out there. We're going to have you do that all the time. We're going to take your skills and your talents and put them to use in the places that best benefit the party. We're going to continue not only to work for our precinct committee people, but we're going to try and train our candidates. You don't have to do this without any training. Many of you, right? If I were to say, Lizzie, how many elected offices have you held before you did this? Kimberly Cummings, how many elected offices did you have before you did this? Jeff Grabo, how many elected offices did you have before? You'll find that most people at the local level, they've never done this before. So it's helpful to go to a place where people can talk and have shared anxieties. Oh my God, I'm really bad at this, or I'm really scared of this. And we can train you who to look for, to find a person that can help you along, right? And in addition to that, about campaign leadership, your campaign, and I guarantee you, every person that is running here, right? Whether you're Diana, whether you're Georgine, you have relied upon your campaign staff. Somebody has to be the treasurer. Somebody needs to be the campaign manager. You cannot do this alone. But maybe you don't have any finance experience. Great, find somebody that does. If you have a friend that says, I'd really love to do it, but I don't have any training, cool, we got a training for you. We're going to send you off in a great partnership that we have with the Illinois Democratic County Chairs Association, as they're providing all of this training for you at every level, campaign, precinct committee, candidate, and party building. We can't do it without you. How do we do it? I'm preaching to the choir here. So this is more to the people that are watching at home or maybe listening for the first time. Come to a meeting. Volunteer. Come to one of our events. If you're more of a social animal, come and do that. Any type of connection that we can have to you, we find that to be exciting. Let's talk about some of our money. Again, our total number, $135,308. That is not chump change, right? We sold out our Baldini scholarship dinner. Standing room only. It was awesome. For those of you who are able to go to the Nacho Average happy hour, which I always feel weird saying that, it was a full house. People loved that event, and it was great for people not to just always be into knocking on doors and writing letters. It's nice just to sit down and have a beer with someone, maybe talk politics, maybe talk kids, but this is a social group too. We love one another for the most part, right? And we want to make sure that we're working together. Standing room only on the election night watch party. That was probably one of the greatest moments of my political life so far, was to look out amongst that crowd and see a sea of people. The energy and activity in that room that night was utterly amazing. I remember in 2016 sitting at Jazz up front with about five of my friends, right? With my jaw, you know, on the floor, right? And now we're here with hundreds of people. That was a great moment, because when candidates win, they need your love. And they need it even more when they lose. They need to tell you, because even in that loss, it's a thank you for caring about our democracy. Thank you for caring about the direction of the party. Plenty of people that have lost have gone on to win bigger and better things down the road. Word's getting out that, hey, you know, we're actually kind of fun. We're not a stodgy group of people. Our events are growing. People are trying to figure out what it is that the Democratic Party is all about. Big thanks again go out to Carla. If you haven't yet attended an event hosted by Carla Chandler Huffman, please do so. You'll have a great time, I promise. At the Baldini Scholarship Dinner, again, pictures of me. I hate that. We had two great speakers, and the focus of the Baldini Scholarship was also talking about bringing in empowered women. as we awarded the ERA. The ERA, we're there, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. But for those of you that heard Letitia Wallace speak, she was amazing, very motivational. And Jennifer Welch, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood, did an incredible job of looking at different people in different sectors and different democratic valued individuals and how they bring life to our party. Again, the Blue Wave grant, this was no small feat. Our Blue Wave grant, I remember when I talked to the IDCCA once we submitted ours, it was great. I sent a follow-up text message to Dan Kovats and I said, Dan, did you receive our grant? And he said, yeah, I read through it. And I said, what'd you think? And he went, oh my God, mm-hmm. Right? I was like, is that a good thing? So I was a little nervous. He said, no, you guys just set the standard. He's like, everyone that we've read afterwards is not good in comparison to McLean County's. And why? Is because Kay was tenacious in working on this. I want to tell you the worst thing that could have happened was we had about a 2-week turnaround to get this stinking grant put together. And it was a very, very big grant. And it just happened that it was the same week that I was taking students to Washington, D.C. So I'm walking through Washington, D.C. on the phone with Kay every time she got something that drove her nuts. And students started to think, like, do you need to go home? Right? No. And poor Kay, boy, she was really wished that I hadn't left. Who needed me? Kay was awesome. She did a fantastic job, and that transformed our party. Honoring the Roosevelt's dinner, another sold-out event. It was great. I love telling the story. Poor Carla, ye of little faith, she says, Eric, we're not going to sell out this event. You know, it's after the election. People are probably tired now. People are going to want to just stay home. It's in the winter. Nobody wants to come to, you know, another rubber chicken dinner in the middle of the winter. And I said, that's not true. We're going to sell this one out too. Right? Now, I was hoping. I was like, no, our Democrats, they can do it. Not only did you sell it out, but you outpaced the Baldini. It was awesome. It was a great event. Tons of people. Renato Mariotti, the CNN legal analyst, came and talked about, you know, something that may have some effect on news that transpired today with the release of the Mueller report. And the best part of that was being able to award the Roosevelt award that night to both Kay and to Lola. Not two people that anybody would argue fully deserved that award. And I did everything that I could not to cry that night because I absolutely adore these two people. And I thought that when Lola had to come up and speak, I thought she was going to hit me with the award. So I feared for my life. Our financials, my favorite graph ever. Right? So, you know, something happened, right? And so when you see right here, we were starting to trend up a bit in 17 and then 18. A giant explosion. Yes, it will be difficult to sustain this, but we are on that path. We are fundraising at record numbers. Now, that doesn't mean that the amount of money that we have that we're good. We have big, bold ideas, and those big, bold ideas require funding. But I love showing people this graph. It kind of shows you in perspective where we were to where we are now. A lot of the success that we have as a party is because we now have the financial backing to do that. Candidates that run in the next election, we have a photocopier that is here that they can print a massive amount of things for a fraction of the cost that would have cost them if they had run without that, right? If they went to Kinko's, which is where they would have had to have gone beforehand to print some of those things, it is now costing them so much more money. We're here, we're able to do that for you. We are now, and I'm gonna talk about this facility, able to run, right, 10 to 15 coordinated campaigns in a single location. That's what those sustaining donors are doing, is it's building that party infrastructure where we can provide something. When you run, you're not alone anymore. When I ran in 2008, right, it was pretty much, good luck, we support you. Well, what's that mean? Pat on the back, right? That was tough. I was scared. I had to rely on my mentors, Terry Renner and George Gordon, to give me some direction because there just wasn't that type of infrastructure there. And it wasn't their fault. The party just didn't have a lot of people. For those of you that were there back in the day with the meetings that had 15 people, and that was a big meeting. Yeah. Things have changed. Precinct committee persons, another incredible graph. We take over in April. 54 to 68, 73, 92, 96. The single largest number of precinct committee people that we have had in the history of the McLean County Democratic Party. For the first time, the McLean County Democratic Party outpaced the Republican Party in terms of precinct committee people. That is no small feat, right? This is how we build a party, is start at the ground level. And this ground level, I will tell you, for all of the candidates that ran, they will tell you, having those precinct committee people in place made their job easier. Someone was there to help them. Who do I go and talk to? Where do I set my meet and greet? Where do I need to place my yard signs? When you have elected precinct committee people, they make your job so much easier, and your job is already difficult. 96. Super proud of that number. In addition, the McLean County Democratic Central Committee in August of 2018 passed bylaws. I remember what I asked. We win, and I said, "Dorothy, we have bylaws?" And she's like, "Somewhere." I think they're, my favorite line was, "I think they're out back in the shed," right? Okay, right? I think we need to make bylaws. And it was interesting because, and I will tell you this, a lot of other counties don't operate, their county parties don't operate with bylaws. When I asked the question even to other county chairs, the response was, "Ooh, but if we have bylaws, we'll have to follow them." That's generally the way it works, you're correct. I said, but our precinct committee people, they need a structure. They need to understand. We need to have rules in place in order to see us move forward. And so, in 2018, we passed our first set of bylaws. It was no small effort. There was tons of coffees. I'm surprised that we all didn't go into a coma from the number of coffees that we drank. But we came out with something. Are they incomplete? No, they're great, but they're able to be changed. It's a living, breathing document. We came back in January of 19. We tweaked them a little bit, and we added something that the day that we took over, I had this lovely conversation with Sally. And Sally, one of the kindest people I know, but don't cross Sally, right? Just don't do it. So Eric, we need values and principles. And I think the finger probably did come right at me, right? And I said, "Sally, we do." Just like Sally, she says, "I got it." And Sally went to work. And she built an incredible system of values and principles. I honestly, and I know this can make me sound like a dork when I say this, I got a little tear when I read them the first time because they were really that good. Very little needed to be changed with them. If you actually read her original document versus what we passed, it's almost identical. That's how good it was. So big thanks to Sally Pancrazio for creating such an incredible, incredible. 79% of all precincts in McLean County have precinct committee people. That is an amazing amount of coverage. And the places where we're not, don't worry, we're coming your way. Again, we provided 133 hours worth of training to those precinct committee people. We canvassed over 3,100 hours, logged in over 8,400 phone calls. Thank you very much. That's a lot of phone calls. But in addition to that, right, let's look at our list of people. If you had seen this when I ran for office in 2008, this list would have been pretty tiny. This list now takes up two pages. This is the number of dedicated precinct committee people that we have. You guys have all done such an amazing job. And if you go, "Wow, my name's not on that list," great. I need you to see Kay or Lola before you leave to figure out how we get you on that list. Again, joining us, things that are coming up in the future, Baldini will be coming up again. We'll be announcing dates, we'll be announcing speakers as soon as we have them. The McLean County Fair is, believe it or not, one of the next big events that we have coming up again. Our holiday parties, the Honoring the Roosevelts, will come around again. We'll do our happy hour, the Labor Day Parade, the Memorial Day Parade, the Christmas Day Parade, holy parades, the Memorial Day Picnic, again, the Election Night Walk Party, tacos and beer. You had me at beer. The Westside Bloomington Neighborhood Block Party and the Westside Bloomington Revitalization Project. These are just a few of the things that we did. In addition, First Fridays, after party parties, Pride Month kickoff, Equal Pay Rally, the March for Our Lives Rally, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, the MLK Luncheon, breakfast, bingo, banking, ISU Homecoming, the 4th of July Parade, the Children's and Home and Aid, Holiday Support for Families, the YMCA Circle of Women, and the Super Meet and Greet. So when you go, we did all of that, those were the events that we did in just the last year. So when I hear sometimes you're like, well, what can I do to get involved? You have to really miss a lot of things, right? Pay attention to our Facebook feed. If you are one of our precinct committee people, we're putting that information out on a very, very regular basis. We are now working to replace, because of that data piece, our contact management system. We're migrating all of our website over, our emails, and all of that to a state-of-the-art contact resource that's going to sync with our database and allow us to do better in terms of our email communications. Will allow us to have a system where we can categorize our news, where we can share with more people. And again, thanks to Kay Moss and Lola for their leadership, Ben for an amazing website redesign that he has been gracious to help out and donate his time with, Susan O'Rourke for data updates that she has done, and of course Myra Gordon and Sue Anderson for some donor appreciation that they've been working on. Again, you'll notice while there's a lot of consistent names in here, this is always a team effort. We don't do things as an island. We need more and more people. So if there are specific things that I say in here and you go, wow, I have a talent for that, great, we need to put your talent to work. Hustle. Whether or not you love it or hate it, I find that we talk to a slightly mature generation. Text message communication is just not something that they're really happy about. But I will tell you that we have to talk where voters are, and where are voters? They're right here. And especially the millennial generation, for those of you that have any connection to those folks in the millennial generation, you know that this is where they live and breathe. Drive around campus sometime, you'll almost hit about 10 of them, right, as they walk across with their phones plastered to their face. Text messages are important. Hustle allowed us to engage very targeted messages to our voters. We logged 94,672 outbound texts, which is an amazing number. And a little over 17,000 of those were inbound. Again, thanks to Michael Gorman, who was able to head that off. That was a giant undertaking, and I know a lot of people in this room sent a massive number of text messages for us, so thank you very much. Again, our web ads in collaboration with the Illinois State University Democrats. We were the talk of the state. We had people from state organizations saying, what are you guys doing? Your commercials are amazing. And we just said, you probably should talk to Andrew Jacobs. Andrew is a talent. For those of you that saw all of them, you know, some of those ads that were featuring myself and Nikita Richards in her run for McLean County Clerk, as well as a number of other local politicos. This was a great way for us to get our name out. And people are watching a lot of these web ads. We promoted these ads on Facebook and Twitter. Speaking of Facebook and Twitter, our total reach more than doubled. We went from an average of 562 to well over 1,000. The reactions, comments, shares increased from an average of 18 to 85. Our posts were now reaching as many as 3,000 users. And they were viewed for over, the viewers watched over 12,406 minutes of videos. This is 100% due to the dedication of Patrick Cortese and the communications committee for pushing our social media and getting that message out. That is an incredible way to talk to people again where they are today. Postcards. Man, I'm sure that a few of you in here probably still have cramps in your hands from writing postcards. Our volunteers adopted some of our orphan precincts. These are precincts that didn't have a precinct committee people in them, but still had voters that were in them, and they still needed to be talked to. We sent over 6,000 handwritten postcards. Not a text message that can be very impersonal. Not an email, right? This was a handwritten message, reminding people to vote day and time of early voting. In late October, volunteers sent another 6,000 postcards. All right. Again, thank you to Lola and Janet Gadarama, who led that orphan precinct project, Indivisible for hosting writing parties after writing parties, and Gary Schwartz for his graphic design that he did, which also you can see his graphic design all over this place with our new decals that are sticking up all over the joint. Get out to vote. Jim Rogal, Michael Gorman, Joel Studebaker were able to put together a historic blue army, as we called them. We had over 600 volunteers on election day, 327 Blue Wave volunteers, 10 coordinators, 2 attorneys on call, 48 callers countywide, 66 poll watchers, and 126 runners in targeted precincts. And that number, if you think that was okay, that was with us running in half of the county board precincts. Anybody do math in here? I'm a political science professor. I don't do it very well, right? We need about double of that in the next election. So that's going to be a massive undertaking. We're going to have to find all of our friends and family members to come together to help us in the next GOTV effort in 2020. Ballot chase. Volunteers made over 14,000 phone calls between October 1st and November 5th, trying to get people to turn in their vote by mail. Vote by mail was a huge new opportunity for us. We know that 8% of voters voted by mail. 68,000 people. That is a massive number, and this is where, with all the people that voted, and then taking the numbers that voted by mail, vote by mail is only going to increase. This is a great way for us to track voters. This is a great way for us to know. And I always have people say, gosh, I want to stop being connected. I want to stop being, you know, people reaching out to me. Cool. Send your vote in by mail. We'll take you off the list, right? Get that done as quickly as you possibly can. It actually helps us out as well. Big thanks again. I told you I was going to talk about this later on in the Equal Rights Amendment. On May 31st, Illinois became the 37th state to ratify the ERA. The Dems were supporting the statewide effort, in addition to a lot of the local people who were doing all of the hustle for this. The Women of Persistence, they get together before every McLean County Democratic Party meeting at the Radisson. We'll talk about that in a bit. And they encourage new women and new women candidates and women in leadership for our party. Obviously, 2018 may have been the year of the woman, but I think there's even more to come. I encourage, you know, as a father of two little girls, we need to empower our women in ways that we haven't beforehand. And I think that we've seen that women, when they run, not only do they run, but they're really successful, right? And I think that we need to stay the course there and continue. Again, over 60% of our precinct committee people are females. We are a party that is dominated by women, right? And I am very, very proud of that fact.
Finally.
Yes, amen,
yes,
right?
A long time.
It took a while. In the Equal Rights Amendment, we also, again, this is just a quick side to talk about how we started a new Equal Rights Award at the Baldini Scholarship, and we wanted to award someone that we thought reflected the values of the ERA, and Letitia Wallace was the first recipient of the McLean County Democrats Equal Rights Award, which was awesome because it moved her to tears. She was very, very flattered to have that award. And she was a big push in terms of that becoming a reality. Probably one of my favorite moments. And I'm not the best at being able to keep secrets. So I was able to work with some others to get Hillary Clinton to write a letter, to write this letter to Jody, to Sally, and to Kay. I had this letter printed, signed by Hillary, and I had to keep it at my house. Oh my God, I yelled at my kids every time they went even near that corner. But man, sitting on that was just, I was like a kid at Christmas. And then when it came around to the Baldini Scholarship and being able to present these three incredible ERA warriors with this letter was a moment I'll never forget. Midterm elections. We did okay. And when I say okay, I mean we did really, really well. From 2014 to 2018, we saw a big jump in the number of voters. And that wasn't just because of Trump. That was because people worked. That was because we went out and brought well over, right, 14,000 new people to the fray. The midterm elections, how we did it? Yeah, we did it with hustle. We did it by good old-fashioned phone calling, pressing the flesh, going and talking to people. People want to vote for people that they meet. If, in fact, you stay a phantom, nobody wants to talk to you. You need to connect to people where they're at. The McLean County Democratic Party did a fantastic job of just putting shoe leather out and going and talking to voters. The result was serious inroads into what have been soundly Republican districts. We claimed 5 seats on the McLean County Board. We elected a Democratic governor. We added the majorities in the Illinois House and Senate. I had a number of times, Betsy Dirksen-Lonergan calls me, this is about a month and a half after the election. She was obviously still bothered by the results, but she said, Eric, McLean County was the shining example. You guys were the shining star. We were only 6% of the Illinois 13, but if we could clone McLean County, we would have won by a landslide. That's the type of organization that you all have been able to create. And that's the way that we're looked at, not just here. But that praise, for those of you that don't get to see it, is happening statewide. McLean County has a name now, statewide. Thanks to all of our candidates that threw their names out there that said, I'm going to do this. Jill Blair, Sharon Chung, Lizzie Johnston, Jen McMillan, David Parker, Nikita Richards, David Siebert, Logan Smith, Shana Wachinski, Ben Webb, and Lori Wolrab, in addition to our elected officials that are already out there doing great work, the Carlo Robustellis, Sarah Grammer. These are people that are working so hard every day as elected Democrats. And that's not including all of the elected nonpartisans that are out there that obviously share our values and our principles. We increased 10% to the McLean County Board. We went from 5 when I was on the McLean County Board. We're now up to 7. We are 3 away from tying it up. Do I think that we can win 3 seats in this next election? I absolutely do. I really do. And what a joy it would be to see the Democratic Party for the first time in its history potentially go for the Democrats. Never happened before. So you can play a part of history if you want to run for a position yourself. I've been starting to work with a number of candidates, and I think that I'm getting places in candidates where I usually have a hard time recruiting people. People are excited to run in this next election. And here it is. Some of you, this might be the first time that you've been in here. Others, you've been in here multiple times. This facility alone, this is our new home. Highly visible, downtown Bloomington. We had a list of things that we were looking to do when it came time to a new facility, and this one checked off most of the list. And the things that it didn't, we have the ability to tweak. We have the ability to fix, right? This is a 4,000 square foot facility that we can run multiple campaigns in here at once. It's a great place for meetings, committee work, community events. I don't know, state of the party presentations. It sends a message that we're a vital part of this community. All of you have to have a sense of pride when you walk down this sidewalk and look up and see that sign hanging there. It's amazing. The last part that was on that sheet when I ran for chair, right, in terms of data, expand the big tent, the last one was have a permanent home. One of the things that used to bother me the most about the McLean County Democratic Party was that as soon as the election was over, our headquarters disappeared. And temporary headquarters make our parties look like they're temporary. Now we have a permanent home because we're here to stay. We're here to work in the off season. We're here to get ready for the battle that's going to be coming up in 2020. Again, one of the other things that's been great is ingratiating ourselves within this community. We're bringing new people that just stop by and go, what's going on in there? And we're being able to reach out and connect to people that we haven't been able to do before. Our first Fridays have been super, super popular. It doesn't matter what we've done. Big thanks to Jody, people like Lizzie, who have put these together. They have been fantastic, and it's bringing, again, that social element and building downtown camaraderie. So please come and visit those. Again, this permanent headquarters, Lola and Dan, who, well, basically live here. And amazingly enough, for those of you that were in our old location, I'm delivering this speech from our former conference room table. Dan is such a master carpenter that this is now a bar. Amazing, right? Dan Oxton, everybody. Amazing. And he and Lola the number of hours that they put in here, I can't thank the two of them enough. Our great landlords, Tom Del Forge and Mary Munson. Gary Schwartz, who has again designed all of the decals that you see in here. The Carpenters Local with Matt Wachinski, IBEW, the painters and plumbers and the plumbers and pipe fitters, as we are renovating the back, building our ADA accessible bathroom, as we have removed wiring in the back to get prepped for a kitchen. The paint that you see on the wall, which again, I love to tell the story to people that this color, if you get a color at Sherwin-Williams and there's no color in the database, you get to pick the color. So it has a new name. So if you go to Sherwin-Williams and you ask for Dem Blue, this is the color you get. So I expect all of your homes will now be this color. Okay? Again, thank you to all of our sustaining members. We appreciate the generous support. Their ongoing contributions have built. We look forward to working with you in 2019. If you're not yet a sustaining donor, we're not talking about you giving us hundreds of dollars a month. We're talking about, can you give us 5? And just say, you know what, we can give $5 a month. That goes a long way in helping us pay for the light bill, right? Paying for our rent, paying for the things that we need, because when we come up in this next election, we're going to have hundreds of people in here that are all going to be eating the Wi-Fi. We needed to have a robust system. That type of stuff takes money, right? And so we're looking to have those funds be able to cover all of that, okay? Here is a list of our sustaining members. I'd love to add more. I love Anonymous. It's my favorite one. We can add like 20 more anonymouses. That would be fine. But those people that have decided to donate, and again, what makes me happy, the day we took over, this list was zero. And now you have two pages worth of sustaining donors. This is important to the lifeblood of the party. And again, if it's $1, if it's $5, if it's $20, if it's $50, give what you can. This is how we grow our party. In addition to that, right, our monthly meetings are now open to the public. We moved our meetings from the Labor Hall just because there was a number of things. The Labor Hall is out there in God's country. That would be my my county board district. Mm-hmm. I was the one person that was just crushed when we moved because it was right next to my house. Me and David Parker were pretty sad. Probably Georgine as well, right? But as we moved over to the Radisson, it is much more accessible for our students. It is accessible, full ADA accessibility. It also had the benefit of being on the bus line that was very easily and accessible for people to take the bus. It checked off a whole bunch of things, and we always have problems scheduling our after party get-togethers. Not so much the problem. As soon as the party's done, walk out and hit the bar, right? Everything has worked out really well. We love the facility, and the Radisson has been absolutely wonderful to work with. Last but not least, I want you to stay in touch. There are ways that you can get connected if you aren't already. It is through Twitter. It is through Facebook. You can always email us at info@mclaincountydemocrats.org. That goes straight to Kay. And then you can always stop by here. We have printed up a few of the copies of this report. This will be emailed to you in a PDF tomorrow. That PDF will include all of the things that I've talked about today. So when one of your friends says, hey, I'd love to be a part of the Dems, what are you guys doing? Well, let me show you. And you can share this with them. This party, and through you, you guys have done an immense amount of work in 1 year. But unfortunately, right, Rome wasn't built in a day. Heck, God even took 6, right? We need to put in as much time, energy, and effort as we can, because we are not going to change a traditionally red county unless we all get together, we pool our resources and our time, we offer ourselves to a higher cause, and that is to serve our citizens. And that's to give people an option that they haven't had before. If you haven't already, Lola has, and if you're new to this place, we have some sign-up things that you have in the front. If you'd like to leave your name and your email address that we can reach out to you, please let Lola or Patrick know as you come in or as you're leaving. Feel free to hang around. We still have some refreshments and some coffee. We will take questions not in the general format, but the executive committee members will be milling around here in the aftermath to take any questions. So you can certainly talk to Patrick, you can talk to myself, you can talk to Kay. I'm sure Andrew would be willing if he's not doing something techie over there. We'd love to talk to you, but we really appreciate you taking the time, energy, and effort to come out here. And we look forward to an amazing 2020. And so one more time, from my heart and the executive committee to yours, thank you very much for all that you've done for us.